This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Early voting is underway in Ohio, but what are people voting for and who? WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about how people are casting ballots. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, in your column yesterday, you talked about how local leaders of both political parties are really very concerned about voters going to the polls or voting early and marking their ballots for a presidential candidate and then totally ignoring the local races further down the ballot. How big a problem is that?
It's a pretty big problem, actually. I mean, it's something that happens every 4 years. You have this pretty sizable drop-off between the presidential vote and the vote for the local races, county commissioner, state representative, all of these other races. And, you know, it can hurt. It can be a big problem for the political parties.
Now, is there a really big drop-off between the number of voters who cast ballots in the presidential races and those who vote down ticket?
Yeah, it can be very, very large, you know, 20% in some of the local races. You get to the judicial races, and it's even higher. It's like 25%, go in, they'll vote for president. They might vote for one or two other things, and then they leave. And they don't get down to the bottom of the ticket, which is where the judicial candidates are.
So why is it so hard to get people to really pay attention to the judicial candidates?
Well, they're not well known, generally speaking. I mean, they're not, everyday household figures for the most part. Some of them are, some of them aren't. But in Ohio, they run without party designation next to their names. They're the only candidates who run without a party designation. So if you're a loyal Democrat or a loyal Republican, and you walk into the voting booth and you don't have a sample ballot that you've been given by the party, you're sitting there scratching your head and say, okay, which one of these is a Republican, if you're not familiar with them? And so people, instead of trying to figure it out, they just throw up their hands and say, okay, I'm done, I leave.
Now, do you think some people just vote the full party ticket? I mean, isn't that an option?
Well, it is, except for in the judicial races, because on the ballot, you don't know who is the Republican and who's the Democrat. It doesn't say.
So if you do vote a whole party ticket, you still would have to go back down and vote for the judicial races if you want to cast a ballot.
And in our system now, I mean, you have to vote on these things individually. I mean, you don't vote like a straight party ticket. You vote on these on races individually. Way back when they had the big old voting machines where you pulled the levers, you could just pull one lever and vote all Democratic or all Republican. That's long gone. You can't do that anymore in Ohio.
How is early voting going in Ohio?
There's mixed reports. It's probably a little bit behind what it was in 2012. It's not quite as big. Democrats claim to have a little bit of an advantage, particularly in the in-person voting at boards of elections around the state. There was a big push yesterday in the black churches all over Ohio, the Souls to the Polls thing, where they literally take people after church service, put them on a bus, they get their IDs, and they go down to the board of elections and they vote. And, it's fairly big this year, but I'm not sure it's as big as it was 4 years ago.
Today, Hillary Clinton is coming to Cincinnati. Her husband, former President Bill Clinton, was here several times, including over the weekend. Chelsea Clinton was here last week. Countless other surrogates as well. Yeah. A couple people coming in with Hillary Clinton today. And in each case, their message has been vote early. Why?
Because it's money in the bank. The more the votes that you can get now, the better off you are. You've got your banking votes, and you want to bank as many of them as you can, especially in a state like Ohio, which is going to end up being close. You have to look at 4 years ago in Ohio. Ohio had Barack Obama won Ohio, okay? But in the election day vote, on actual election day, Mitt Romney won that vote. And the only reason Barack Obama won Ohio's electoral votes was because he had such a substantial lead early in the early voting. And that's what gave him a victory. And the same thing can happen again.
And that's what Hillary Clinton is hoping for.
That's what she's trying.
Donald Trump,
that's
for that matter.
And Trump as well.
Howard, thank you so much. One more week to go.
That's right, yeah.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.